Hello out there, welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. In the sports world, the thing every coach is looking for is teamwork. You know, who else is all about teamwork and leadership? Our military. Today we'll be talking with the founder of Soldiers to Sidelines, a nonprofit that helps veterans and military service members use the skills they've learned during their service to become coaches who can inspire the next generation of leaders. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision and USAA, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I'm going to say it every week. We love them too. Today, we're going to talk about an organization that's turning veterans and military service members into coaches. And I'm happy to welcome Harrison Bernstein, a former college and NFL football coach who is the founder and president of Soldiers to Sidelines. Harrison, welcome to the show. So good to have you on the show. I'm sorry, coach. I'm going to call you coach. Coach, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Sergeant Major, for having me. I'm really excited for this.
Well, I tell you what, I've been waiting all week to talk to you because we had a great discussion the other day, and I was so motivated when I got off the phone, and I could see how you motivate our veterans and your team in there where you're going. So I'm just pumped up to talk to you today. Hey, before we get started, would you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. As you know, I have not served in the military, but I have a long career in sports. So I grew up playing sports. I played college football at Johns Hopkins University and then got to play a little bit afterwards in some of the arena football. But ultimately, I just knew that I wanted to get into coaching. And that's what I did immediately after college. I started coaching high school football at my alma mater in New Jersey. I was working for an organization called the Parisi Speed School, doing athletic performance training for several folks going into the NFL, preparing for the NFL Combine, and folks, you know, just trying to upskill so they can become stars in high school and college. And that was like my background into coaching. And then eventually that led to me working as a athletic performance specialist over at Georgetown University, moved down to Washington, D.C. and did that. And then through some connections, got hired by Joe Gibbs and the Washington Redskins as a strength and conditioning coach. Just had this passion for football. And like all great NFL coaches, you get fired. You know, the NFL stands for not for long. So eventually, Coach Mike Shanahan came in, brought in his whole staff and crew. And then I went back to coaching football, high school, and then made my way back into coaching college football, like on the defensive side of things, Division III, Division II, Division I. Got a minority internship with the Cleveland Browns, and then eventually started volunteering with the New York Jets, which turned into a paid position, which I declined so that I could do Soldiers to Sidelines full time.
Wow. You've already had an active career. I can see that. Hey, you said you never served in the military just a second ago, but I understand you did work with some special operations group down in, I guess, in Florida, didn't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that was really my first like introduction to the power of military service. Aside from like the selfless service, I mean like on the day-to-day cool aspects of personal development. So yeah, right when I left the Washington Redskins, I was contracted by National Defense University to go down to the Combat Dive School with the U.S. Army to do movement analysis on many of their students in that program. And that was really eye-opening. I mean, it was a great gig, you know, paid to live 1 week in Key West and work with
Not a
special
bad job.
operators. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But I really started to get establish a bond with those guys over the week. And there a lot of them are medical doctors. They are incredible athletes. They can run and swim for days, and their perspective on training and service was just really impressive. So that was like my first, like I guess, real touch points with military service, and I did that for a couple of years. And right around that time, think 2011, 2012, the news was dominated by folks returning from the Middle East with challenges, right? You hear about PTSD and suicide awareness and prevention, and I realized I had some skill sets that I could help folks with when they return stateside and getting back into civilian life through sports. And so, started Soldiers to Sidelines. It was just my way of giving back. And so now I like to say, I'm serving now.
Absolutely. You touched on it just a second ago, but what I guess I guess you quickly analyzed what active duty service members doing, and you thought to yourself, man, these guys would make good coaches for for whatever they want to do, for football coaches and stuff. Tell me a little bit about that, will you?
Certainly. It's for the same reasons why I got into coaching football. I wanted to be like my high school football coach, period. He had such a great impact on me, and I thought it was a wonderful way to live a life. And through all my years coaching, what coaching provided me was this incredible sense of purpose, right? And the camaraderie. Think back to being a player, being a part of a team, and those dynamics are unlike anything else. And what I've learned is military service is almost identical to that. You're with a band of brothers and sisters, you're serving a mission together, wins, losses. You wear colors, you wear a uniform, you're part of something bigger than yourself. And so if that's why I got into coaching, and if that's what veterans returning from the Middle East were looking for after military service, man, coaching could be a perfect opportunity for them. And at the same time, our kids need great coaches, right? That's the other side of this, where if you have a background steeped in selfless service, you're the perfect candidate to coach. So I just think it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, I gotta correct you. Not correct you, Coach. I'm gonna say one thing a little bit different. In the military, if you lose, you're out forever. I mean, you lose your life. But in football, if you lose, you can come back to play again. So I think when you look at those two, and they're both important jobs, but yeah, and both of them, you have to be good at what you're doing. But even going to Florida, meeting special operations, talked to a lot of service members. But what really made you decide to start Soldiers to Sidelines? I mean, something clicked one day, said I can make a difference.
No, I didn't want to do it at all. This wasn't even my idea.
Oh, is that
I
right?
wanted
Oh,
coach. I'm
man.
so glad I did, though. So to be honest, like how it happened was, through my coaching career, I was writing content on my computer. I was just sitting dormant on like all the sciences that would be required to become the ultimate coach, right? So think high human skills, think communication, think emotional intelligence, biomechanics, energy, like all of that stuff. And while I was teaching in the master's program of exercise science at George Washington University, I'd go present some of these course ideas, which were frequently rejected as a course, but they would say, "Hey, Harrison, that's really cool. You can teach it in a class that you already teach, in a course that you already teach." I said, "Okay." So all this stuff was sitting dormant. And it was a colleague of mine who brought up the idea of Soldiers to Sidelines and thought it would be great, but he thought I should run it and do it and start it. And I was like, wait a minute, you're telling me to start a nonprofit? Like we're football coaches. I'm going back to the NFL to coach defense. Well, anyway, the idea persisted and my friend persisted. And I thought, well, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Like I'm in, we'll do one seminar. I knew some folks over at Walter Reed Hospital, so we got a classroom for a weekend. And we did it just for football at that time, and it changed me. And the impact that the participants had on me, I wasn't expecting. And I was like, you know what, this is pretty cool. I'm gonna keep doing this. And it was a passion project for me in my off seasons while I was coaching. So like, hey, I'm doing this, like I'm funding it. A couple friends are throwing in some dollars. Like it's clearly a passion project. But it grew and it evolved, and then it changed me so much that I resigned from coaching football and an NFL opportunity, nevertheless, to do this full time because of, the legacy that we all can leave on this country and the impact it can have is just it's too huge to let
Well,
it go.
I know in the prep call you was talking about this tough, that's the toughest decision you've ever made to go full time to not, full time at the soldier sideline was really just a tough decision because you had that opportunity to go back to the NFL. So, I those are always tough decisions. You ever go back and second guess yourself and say, man, I wish I'd have did a little bit differently, but I'm glad I'm doing this now? Or,
Never. Nope.
yeah, that's good.
It was tough, but it wasn't tough, right? And I think this is one of the skills that we like to impart on all of our soldier coaches is the power of reflection, and always be investigating, like, why am I doing what I'm doing? And do I still like this? Because we're dynamic and we all evolve. And to be honest, what I thought I wanted, and I did, I tell you, I wanted that coaching job. I wanted it so bad, I actually accepted the job, just to be clear. With the defensive coordinator first, but then when it was time to meet with the head coach, in that reflection, I was really reevaluating, why do I wake up in the morning? Like, what am I doing? And that was a profound, profound feeling of the right thing to do is to invest all your time of and energy into soldiers to sidelines because we can shape the future of this country, develop the next generation of leaders, and ensure the future of the all-volunteer force by providing purpose to our veterans who are meant to do this. And it's not me, it's them.
Yeah. I, as you're talking all the time, I'm thinking about you never want to second guess yourself, and you got to make a good decision. But really what you made a decision to do is change the lives of a lot of people, a whole lot of people, the veterans and the people that you're training and making good coaches. And you said it just a second ago, it's about our future generation of young adults, men and women, that are going to change our country. And that's a tremendous impact because those are certainly all good leaders that you're working with and shaping. And I'm just excited just to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, and it's a great deal for the athletes, for the kids, because think about this. We do these programs where we have these kids come out to get coached by our soldier coaches. And I'll say, how many of you guys want to play college football or basketball? And inevitably, every hand goes up. Awesome. That's great. Right? So how many of you guys think you're going to get a college scholarship? And every hand goes up. But the data doesn't support that. The chances of you getting a college scholarship to play sports is so unlikely. But that doesn't mean that you can't play college sports for free. In so many folks don't understand the great benefits of military service, right? Even if we just do it for, 4 or 5 years or something, if you really want to play college sports and you don't have that scholarship and you're also not swimming in money, you can enlist in one of the branches of service, the Army, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, what have you, and you can serve and you can grow as a person, as a leader, right? You can improve your physical stature. You are an athlete in service. I've witnessed it myself. I know I didn't serve, but I've watched people train for 4 years. You know how much bigger, stronger, and faster you can become and become a leader? So then if you only do 4 years, you're going to get the GI Bill and that can pay for your college education and you can play college football or basketball or lacrosse at any Division II, Division III college in this country. So, I mean, the country needs you because we need that service and you can find a way to achieve your dreams. You just gotta think a little bit outside of the box.
There you go. It's funny you said it because when I went in the military, I tell people I went basic AIT jump school straight to Vietnam. So I went from 18 to 55. So I grew so much, and I just sort of opened my eyes about what life is about and what's really important about life too. It's about helping and teaching and coaching and developing, just like you've said a couple of times already, about our next generation of young adults that are going to run our country. I want to talk about Soldiers to Sideline works and how all the function all the way through that. But first, it's like first and everything else, Coach. We got to take a short break, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, and something's wrong with you, you're not enjoying this discussion with the coach, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after this word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. And Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking about turning veterans and military service members into coaches with Coach Harrison Bernstein, the founder and president of Soldiers to Sidelines. Before we get back to our discussion, I'd like to take a few seconds to tell you about a new program we are excited about called Your Next Mission VCS, a veterans community support program. We'll provide personalized one-on-one support to address the unique needs within our veteran community, facilitated through our many partnerships with other veteran service organizations. Please check us out at yournextmission.org/VCS and enroll to participate today. Remember, we want to help you with what are issues you or your family are facing. So please, please, please reach out to us. Coach, I'm pumped up now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock in here a little bit. Well, I may start playing football. if a veteran who's watching or listening to us is interested in maybe trying their hand at coaching, how does it work? And, you know, take us through the process to Soldiers to Sidelines.
Certainly. Well, just so everyone knows, all of our services are free for the military community. So we serve active duty service members because, hey, you know, if you're stateside and you're with your kids, get out there and coach your kids. I mean, they need you, right? We work with veterans, military spouses, and Gold Star family members. And the first step to get involved with Soldiers of Sidelines is to register and attend one of our sports certification seminars, right? So they're virtual, right? You can be anywhere in the country. It's free. You just have to pay time and attention. That's it. It just requires some work. The seminars are long. They're 12 hours, but they're so much fun. I can't believe it. We have about 28% of our seminar attendees are repeats. So they're doing this virtual seminar for a second, third, maybe even fourth time. And these seminars are sport specific. So you find, you know, whatever your passion is. Is it basketball? Attend the basketball one. Is it football? Attend the football one. Soccer. We have men's lacrosse. We have endurance sports, right? So we have an endurance sports certification seminar coming up here in October. And once you certify in one of these sports, you're a certified Soldiers to Sideline Soldier Coach. So now you have access to everything that we do. In fact, even recordings of all the other sports. So now you're certified, you get your certificate, you get a copy of my book, you get a coaching polo, you get a whistle, all free in the mail, comes to your house. And then from there, you're in our virtual community where you can exchange ideas and information and contact information with all your other fellow soldier coaches. And you have access to the wonderful guest presenters that we have in the seminars. And some of those guest presenters in the seminars are like pretty big celebrities where, you know, we had, as we just finished up our last basketball seminar, Lon Kruger, you know, the former head coach, basketball coach at Indiana and Georgia and the Atlanta Hawks, you know, he's talking to us. We had the former Georgia head basketball coach, Tom Crean speak. We've had Tommy Izzo speak in the past. We've had Coach Tom Coughlin speak, you know, who, you know, won the Super Bowls with the New York Giants, and just so many others. And what's great about those seminars is it's in meeting mode, quote unquote. So you get to interact and talk to these guys. So you're not just getting talked at, you're having these conversations. And so who knows what, you know, connections that makes. And then we have all these in-person workshops that you can attend. Like we just did an in-person basketball coaching workshop at Manhattan University, and we get like these courtside seats to their practice. And then, you know, we have a military women's one coming up at the Women's Memorial on October 26th. And then, you know, we are the salute to service partner of the New York Jets, where they essentially give us MetLife Stadium to do a full coaching workshop. And then they take us to the game and roll out the red carpet for us. So like, these are all the things that you have access to. And then of course we assist with coaching job placement. So if you don't know where to start, contact us and we'll get you hooked up.
Well, maybe I can be an honorary coach. Is there an honorary position in there? I don't know.
There is now you. It's good to be the president. You just created it.
Hey, the older generation, which I'm one of, tends to think that coaches are men, because this was the case, you know, when I was growing up. But it's a lot different world that we live in now. Do you have a lot of females that come up and go through the program, women that go through the program?
Oh, absolutely. We're partnered with the Women's Veteran Alliance, and we need more women to be out in the communities coaching women's sports, but also coaching men's sports. I mean, I can tell you firsthand in coaching college football, like our players respond to women better than men. And unfortunately, so many young men are growing up in single mother households where that's the authority figure and that's who they respond to the most. So if you're a woman out there and looking to get involved in the community and coach sports, come do it. Like, you know, the world needs you. And in fact, Soldiers to Sidelines is 27% women, which I think is 9% greater than the entire force.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you say it. When I was growing up, I had a mother and father, but my mother was the enforcer. And if you stepped out of line, man, I shouldn't tell. Well, I guess I should tell you this. So I remember one time I said something I probably should not have said. And I remember my mother, Richie, you can't do it now. You go to jail for this. He reached her and grabbed me by the hair, the little hair I had. And it must have hit me about four times before I get away. Until the day my mother passed away, I wouldn't backtalk her or say anything. Boy, I had a lot of respect. I'm saying that for the women that listen. I have a lot of respect for women, for doggone sure. And one of the problems a lot of people have in transition out of the military is really the loss of community and the loss of mission. Do you think coaching can help provide with that, you know, a new community, a new mission? I'm certainly sure it can.
It absolutely does. I mean, that's why I stayed in sports. And that was a similarity I was talking about earlier between military service and sports. I mean, clearly, you know, being on the battlefield is unlike anything else. I mean, that's the ultimate sacrifice, right? And sports will never replace that. But the camaraderie, the sense of mission, the sense of community, the sense of camaraderie, I mean, sports absolutely fills that space. It does for me as a coach, and I just can't imagine. And also, like, think about connecting in your community. You are the community figure, right? I don't know about, you know, your hometown, Sergeant Major. Well, I kind of do because we talked about it before, but coaches have such a huge role in keeping the integrity of the community and looking after those kids. So we need those military values espoused in our veterans, continuing to grow these kids. It just provides such a wonderful emotional return and a sense of purpose in the soldier coach. And that's why I'm wearing this shirt, because Soldiers of Sidelines, we provide purpose.
Well, when we talk about the military and football, it's about teams. It's about helping each other, about I got your back. You know, I'm going to get that block or whatever it is, but I got your back. You can count on me, because nobody's going to step through this area or that line or whatever. But I think it's a good analysis when you start talking about the comparisons between leadership and teamwork and all that stuff. Who do you think gets the most out of this? The young men and women who can learn from the veterans, or the veterans themselves? Is there a balance between the two?
I think it's purely 100% symbiotic. Yeah. And I don't think you could have one without the other. That's the beauty of this, is, you know, think about teamwork. It's we all grow from just getting involved. And how much fun is it to get involved with sports, like something you grew up playing, something you're passionate about and you love. And if you can let that, just allow that light to shine through you, the kids are going to pick it up. And even as adults, I mean, yeah, we're guiding them, but we're also playing with them. I mean, it's sports. It's such a great way to connect. And like any relationship and every good relationship, it's purely symbiotic.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I got to say one thing before we take a small break. But you do a lot of leading by example. I can just tell just talking to you. Leading by example, people watch what you do. They watch your mannerisms, your coaching style, all that other stuff. Do you talk to people about those kind of things sometimes, about being role models within the – yeah.
100%. And all of our continuing education coursework, which is free once you certify, we guide you through ways to come up with that, right? So you, all of the experience you've had in your life, and really the military experience, the good, the bad, the hard, the ugly, the glorious, all of that comes into play. And so when we reflect on all the things that we've been through in our lives as adults, the good and the bad, we can then say, like, okay, how did that affect us and how did that shape my beliefs, right? So then from there, I can look, do I still believe those beliefs? Are some of these unfounded? And from there, you can start to identify the core values that you have in your life. Like, what are the core values that you want to espouse? And then from there, we help you decide, like, what your coaching philosophy is, right? Then you have this coaching philosophy. And then once you're able to distill that down and create that, that becomes like a roadmap for how you want to live your life. And if you're just living your life that way, then you are essentially leading by example. Yeah. But you have to figure out, like, what that is. And, you know, I think if we just put deliberate thought and rigor behind that, it becomes living day to day much, much easier. And it exponentiates the impact we have on everyone we interact with, whether it's, you know, on the basketball court or in the coffee shop.
You know, I want to, Coach, I want to talk to you. We're going to take a short break, but I want to talk to you about some success stories, because I know just listening to you talk just for the last 20 minutes or so that you've changed lives of a lot of young adults and our veteran community. But we need to take another break, so please don't go anywhere. I know you're not going to go anywhere. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from two more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken, whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Coach Harrison Bernstein, the founder and president of Soldier to Sidelines. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you. We want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I said before, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Coach, you said Soldiers of Sidelines started as a passion project in 2015. Then it became a full-time focus in 2019. Do you have some success stories that really stand out, something that really motivates you or you're proud of? I'm sure you're proud about all of them, but tell me some of your success stories.
We have thousands, to be honest. In fact, we have over 2,000 certified soldier coaches and growing at an incredible clip. So the best part about this job is hearing all the feedback and the testimonials we get are just glowing. And, you know, my personal circumstances, I'll tell you a couple stories. First and foremost, the very first seminar we've ever done, okay? Very first seminar we ever did at Walter Reed Hospital, we had six folks show up. And we had this Marine MP who was lost in life. And he was, you know, never played college football, never really played high school football, but just loved football so much. And remember, we do all sports now, right? But at the time, we started with just football. So he shows up and he says to himself, and then later divulges to me, that he wanted to become a college football coach within 10 years, right? And he was just going to start at the bottom and do it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So he goes to the seminar and we start to teach him. And, you know, he went through this hard time of his life. He talked about struggling with alcohol and almost got kicked out of service. And, you know, some tragedies happened in his life that he was overcoming, but he decided, got cleaned up, never had a sip of alcohol since, and was going to pursue this path. And he was just looking for that purpose, and he thought he could get it in football. So sure enough, goes through the course, we get him, we land him a high school football coaching job immediately in Virginia. And then he starts working with the JV wide receivers, and he's doing all of our continuing education and staying involved with us, and he works the system. Then he becomes a varsity position coach at another high school in Virginia. And then he does that really well for 2 years. And then sure enough, you know, I felt like he was ready, and he said he wanted to coach college football. And through our contacts, we got him a college linebackers job at Brevard College in North Carolina. And he went down there and knocked it out of the park. And in fact, through all those years, he got promoted again from where he was before. And the Marine Corps did his promotion to gunnery sergeant on the Brevard football field. And the news was there and set him up. And even still to this day, he's coaching. And now he started an entire military leadership program at Benedictine College Preparatory School in Richmond, Virginia. And he got that job through our former director of football, Del Smith, who led the way. So now you're looking at 9 years later, and we've not only helped him achieve his dream that he wanted to do in 10 years, he did it in 4 years. And now he's got a whole career in leadership and coaching football at Benedictine, and his life is great. And because he's there, he is literally helping high school students get into military service. Like, that is his job. So unbelievable.
Well, that's a great story. You know, again, I'm sitting there thinking, as you're talking about all the lives or all the people that you've touched, and you may not know it today, but 10 years from today or 15 years or whatever, a lot of that will come back, and you get a lot more of that positive feedback about the lives that you changed and the lives of young kids that you've changed. So that's really good. What aspect of Soldier to Sideline are you most proud of?
You know, that's a difficult question, because I'm just so proud of all of it. I'm proud of our organization's perseverance, because you know, it's not easy starting a business, and it's really not easy starting a nonprofit business, right? And because we offer all these programs for free, I mean, we rely on the generosity of donors and sponsors to perpetuate this. So I am so proud of our staff, like everybody who has joined Soldiers of Sidelines, to work so hard to create this impact for so little, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Our team does incredible work that impacts the lives of so many service members, that impact the lives of, you know, over 100,000 kids now. I mean, it's incredible. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, is just the hard work that everybody puts in for this incredible mission.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I can feel the passion and the love of what you're doing. And then, I mean, like I said, you're certainly motivating me, and I appreciate what you're doing for all of our veterans and all of our young adults within our country. What about the future? Where do you hope, do you go from here? What's in the future for you?
10,000 soldier coaches impacting 1 million kids per year. 10,000 soldier coaches impacting 1 million kids per year. And, we can get there. We're at 2,000 right now. We're expanding to other sports, and just think about that, Sergeant Major, that impact. 1 million kids a year being influenced by a soldier coach, someone who served in the military, you know, representing these values. Coach, that's how we close the Civ-Mil divide. This is how we ensure the future of the all-volunteer force. And we're doing it not by making anybody. You know, this isn't, it's not a movement. It's not a force. It's none of this. It's just folks going out there doing the right things for the right reasons and engaging in what they love. And the magic unfolds. And we just need to support that. And, you know, if anyone's out there listening and you want to support, come on, we could absolutely use it.
Hey, Coach, I wasn't going to ask you the question, but I'm going to ask you now. If somebody wants to help you or be a coach or a sponsor or something like that, is there a website to go to or a phone number to contact?
Oh, absolutely. Soldiers2Sidelines.org is the website. Just go there. There's a contact. There's an email at the bottom. It's coach@soldiers2Sidelines.org. So that's the email. And you can contact us and see if you want to get involved in some way. If you're a coach at a collegiate level and you want to bring on a soldier coach, give us a call. I mean, we set up these internships in the NFL and all through the Power Five. And look, if you want to donate, I mean, it goes a long way. Even just like a small monthly sustaining gift really helps a soldier coach pursue their passion for sports. So there's a donate button. You can also buy some cool gear like the shirt I'm wearing right now. yields proceeds to the to Soldiers to Sidelines. So there's many ways, and at the very least, you know, treat your soldier coaches nicely if you're a parent out there. They're coaching your kid for the right reasons.
Absolutely. Hey, first of all, you got me pumped up here. This has been a great discussion. I appreciate you just taking the time to come on the show. Coach, anything we missed, anything that maybe you want to go back over or reemphasize, something you want to share with the audience, just as your final thoughts?
Well, I think in general, right, we've talked a lot about Soldiers to Sidelines. And I think at these times, you know, is what we hear on the news and everything, we just need to get back to just doing the right thing for the right reasons, right? And just, you know, with all the noise that's out there, let's just cut through all that. Let's just think back ourselves, like, who are we in our communities? Who are we helping out? And regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum or your thoughts or your values, just let's treat everybody with kindness and respect, and let's just do something for somebody else just because it's the right thing to do without anything in return. That's it. And, you know, I can say that where that's the driving force behind Soldiers to Sidelines for me, and every day is a great day because of it.
Oh, golly. Well, Coach, let me tell you something. We've did a lot of shows, and I always like talking to people that want to make a difference, that want to change lives, that are actually making a difference each and every day. So thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for taking the time just to come on our show today.
Thank you, Sergeant Major.
Hoo-ah. Thanks again to Soldiers to Sidelines founder, President Harrison Bernstein, for being with us today. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military, where you can search for a job that's just right for you. You can also follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with yournextmission.org, please click on that subscribe button. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast releases. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Coach Bernstein for joining us. It was just simply wonderful having him on the show. And I'm sitting here thinking about so many things when I think about teamwork, and I think about motivation, and I think about changing lives, and I think about coaching and teaching and motivation. And I think about how short you are to live on this earth. You know, you blink your eyes sometimes and you're gone. Life is precious. Change the lives of our young adults. Look at the good things in life. Make a difference. Don't sit back and do nothing. We have a great country. We have great coaches. We have great veterans. And we have people that just want to change the lives of people and just make it better and better and better and better for all of us. First, thanks for watching. And thanks again to New Mind Studios. I mean, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.